Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is The Burt Show.
I want to go back to my, what, 7-year-old self. And when my dad says, hey, I want to take you to your first baseball game, Padres game. I want to stop him, and I want to go, I want nothing to do with that, those sports, that organized sports thing. Or, again, at 7 years old, living in San Diego, my dad says, hey, son, let's sit down and watch the Chargers. I want to go back there, and I want to say, Dad, leave me alone. I'd rather be outside doing something else. Because, again, yesterday, the heartbreak, my Padres in the playoffs, eliminated again. They've been around for 50-something years, never won a World Series, yet each and every season, much like you guys that have your favorite teams and watch them every year and they disappoint every year, it's just too much.
How are you letting these random men in their tight pants dictate how you feel today?
I don't know, man.
They have nothing to do with you, Bert.
And it's, I don't know if I am as manic and bipolar in my fandom as others are, but Amanda has witnessed it. My fiance, I love saying that. My fiance has witnessed it and she's like, this is too much, man. Like, you're on a different level. But I've hung out with friends that are on the same level. I am like, mad when my team, I'm cussing at, like when I'm watching Georgia and like a freshman does something wrong, I'm cussing at the 18. He's 18 years old. And she's like, this is too much. So yeah, I got to tell you today, I'm a little bit off because again, these guys that I've never met, they've never driven me to the airport, never helped me move, never given me any money when I was down on my luck.
Have they sent you a birthday text ever?
Never sent me a birthday text.
What about
Kristen?
when your kids were born? Did they give you a baby gift?
Never said congratulations. Haven't sent me an email saying, hey, you've really touched me over the last 25 years with The Burt Show. Not one. Not one. And yet there I am just getting so pissed watching them lose to the Cubs. And by the way, congratulations, Cubs. That's a team that you just can't not like that franchise. So good luck for you guys. But damn, so wrapped up in it. You understand with Kentucky.
Oh my gosh.
Basketball. And Bart is the same as I am.
He is. Like, I mean, it'll affect the mood for I think I can't put like a time limit on it. I mean, it doesn't go for days or weeks. Otherwise, he and I would have to have a talk. But I'll give him a solid 24 hours.
Yeah, it won't go for days or weeks. But the ups and downs of watching the game, like Hollis and I are texting each other while we're watching the game together. And we both acknowledge that my son Hayden is the smartest of all three of us who has never gotten into sports. I don't know if you get that upset over a Dungeons and Dragons game. I doubt it for him.
Oh, I bet you do.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's like, as far as, I don't know, like competitiveness, but being invested in what you're doing. Yeah, I'm sure there's a level of emotion that's attached to it like that.
Then attached to nothing because it hurts too much. It just hurts too much. All right, Abby, so if we weren't in healthy, happy relationships right now, where is our soulmate located?
So this doesn't just have to do with your soulmate. This is the city that you are most aligned with when it comes to the stars and what the Little and Big Dipper think you should do with your life. Because there's this thing called astrocartography where if you put in your birth date, time, and where you were born, there are certain like planetary elements that I guess are aligned with certain cities. And in being very curious as to where I should move next, I did this on ChatGPT and found what cities I should move to.
And refresh our memories. What were your top three cities?
My top three cities were Cape Town, South Africa, Tokyo, Japan, and my top city was Barcelona, Spain.
Barcelona. You didn't say it like the locals.
Barcelona. Well, I was a local there for 6 weeks, so I think I have credibility. Yeah. I speak Catalan a little bit. So now everyone else got super curious as to what their cities were, since, you know, we all now have the freedom to go wherever we want. So everyone was kind enough to give me their birth dates and their times and where they were born. And I have the top three cities that you all should move to based off of your astrocartography. So who would like to go first?
Me. I am so oddly like curious and I'm very excited about this.
I want listeners again to be invested in their own lives. So again, what's the prompt you use if you're using ChatGPT?
The prompt that I use was based off my astrocartography. What are my top three cities I should move to? Once you enter that prompt, ChatGPT will ask you for all the other information. I'm going to say it. You're going to DM me anyway. So just start, start off with that. Based off my astrocartography, what top three cities should I move to? Something along those lines. It doesn't have to be exact. ChatGPT is smart. It'll figure it out.
Easy enough.
Okay. So for Kristen, your top three cities based off of your astrocartography. So you were born in what? Lexington? I can't remember what I put in, but I have your top three cities in front of me.
Well, we did this with Abby yesterday. So let's try to guess where Kristen's three would be.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Where would I, and this is not like Abby said about finding your soulmate. This is just the city where you're going to thrive. You're going to live your best life in what city?
Austria. Somewhere in Austria.
Ooh, Vienna, Austria, where the little sausages are.
Little sausage energy in Austria.
I do sausages.
I do make a mean pigs in a blanket. you're a coastal European gal like Saint-Tropez or Cannes.
Ooh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Huh. I feel like I can't guess because I have the list in front of me.
Yeah,
but
if
I was going to guess, I've heard you talk about how much you love Italy. Mm-hmm. And I could just see you having a spritz every single day and walking barefoot with a dog or something. And just really enjoying your time on the Amalfi Coast.
What do you think for yourself?
Capri.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That'd be nice. Sardinia. That's where I think we're going on our honeymoon, by the way.
Ooh, fancy.
So where do you think?
That's what's so crazy is because I'm in such a place of uncertainty. I don't know.
Anywhere.
So tell me.
Okay, so your top three cities. In third place, it's Vancouver, Canada. Oh. This is supported by your moon and Venus energy. Okay. It's ideal for feeling at home, building close relationships, and finding emotional grounding.
Haven't you said before that's one of your favorite cities, Cass?
I've never been, and I'm so jealous because it's one of the cities we're looking at moving to eventually.
Oh, really? Oh, is that right? I thought you said you had been there. It looks beautiful. Yeah. Stunning.
Well, it's funny because most of the podcasts I listen to come from the CBC, the Canadian Broadcast Company.
I'm telling you, the energy is calling you over in Vancouver, Canada. Your second place city, though, is a bit different. It's Sydney, Australia.
Okay.
So it falls near a Jupiter line, which brings expansion, opportunities, and optimism. Great for career growth and long-term prosperity.
I mean, I do love Bluey, so that tracks.
Are you ready for your top city?
Yes, please.
Looks like we're moving together because your top city is Barcelona, Spain. Wow. This is supported by your Venus and Sun energies. Excellent for relationships, creativity, and enjoying life. You would feel seen, loved, and inspired by this city.
All right, well, if we all get Barcelona, I'm going to cry foul.
Yeah, right.
It's actually just the Barcelona tourism industry pumping money into ChatGPT. I will say you were the only person that got that response. And then when I saw that, I was like, is this some kind of like Spain propaganda?
You guys are going to be roomies.
We are. All right, the next girls trip that you plan, if you plan a Barcelona girls trip, I'm down.
That's funny you mentioned that because we're going to Barcelona in June. Okay, Cassie, your top three cities of what you should move to. Your third city, I think Bert's going to be a little jealous over because your third city is San Diego,
United States. Good for you.
This is good for your sun and moon activation. It's a balanced place for both career visibility and emotional grounding with a supportive community energy.
I did get very good vibes from San Diego.
It's a beautiful city.
It's hard not to. When you do go, do not start rooting for the Padres.
Noted.
I think you're going to be really excited about your second city because in second place, it's Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Oh, also nice. Love it.
This is near your Jupiter lines, which brings expansion, abundance, and a feeling of quote unquote a big life. Excellent for personal growth, travel opportunities, and broadening horizons.
All right.
And your top city that you should move to is Lisbon, Portugal.
Oh, man.
This is on your Venus line. It's great for love, creativity, friendships, and a sense of ease. This would feel like a magnetic, beautiful chapter in life.
Ooh, I've never been to Lisbon.
Maybe you should.
Portugal. Time to schedule a girls trip.
Portugal is like the chic go-to expat place right now.
Really?
Everybody's talking about going to Portugal, Porto or Lisbon.
And they have great wine country. All right, Bert, for you, your top three cities. It looks like you and Kristen could also be roomies because your third place city is Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, okay, I wouldn't mind that.
This is supported by your moon lines, making it emotionally grounding and ideal for family connections, belonging, and long-term stability. Your second place city is a little bit more exotic, if you will. It's Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Wow.
This is activated by your Jupiter lines. Great for abundance, expansion, and personal growth. This could feel like a quote-unquote second life chapter.
I'll be dead in 60 days.
Overabundance. Yes, overabundance.
I'm wondering how you're going to feel about your top city, because I do feel like it's a little bit random for you.
Okay.
Your top city that you should move to is Athens, Greece. It falls on your Sun and Venus lines, giving vitality, joy, love, and creativity. This is a place where you would feel alive and socially magnetic.
I have been there. I didn't feel a kinship to it, but why not?
What else you gonna do?
Why not? Athens, Georgia, Athens, Greece. I'll take Greece.
Yeah, that's kind of funny if you think about it. Because you literally just said before the break you were considering going there to see your son Hollis. Yes,
oh, wait. Sorry, it was a typo. Athens, Georgia.
Athens, Georgia.
This is The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.